Okay, well, now it's time for our kitchen science, where Dave and I have discovered a very surprising party trick that you can do with fruit.
Okay, all you need for this is an orange and a candle and some way of lighting the candle.
That sounds easy enough. Do you need to eat the orange first?
Well, you need the peel of the orange. That's the important bit. So, first of all, you need to open the orange and start peeling.
You're using a really big orange. I can never remember what type they are, but it's not a clementine or a little thing like that. It's a big, fat orange. Is that what we need for this experiment, or could you use something else?
I think all oranges will work, but the ones which work best tend to be the really big ones with a really thick, kind of juicy skin.
So it's possible other things like a grapefruit might work as well.
Yeah, they should work as well. I haven't tested them, so I can't say for certain, but I think they should work.
So once you've peeled your orange, you said we need to find a way to light a candle. Now, that shouldn't be too much trouble for anybody. Do you have some matches?
Yep, there's some over here.
So I shall get a candle lit while Dave peels his orange. The room smells delightfully orange now, Dave.
Cheers, Ben.
So, I've now got the candle lit. Dave, how are you doing with your orange?
I've eaten some of it. I guess I probably ought to do the experiment now.
Yes, we can eat it afterwards, but now we have the whole orange peel in one big chunk. We have a lit candle. The room smells of a mixture of sulphurous matches and lovely fresh orange. It's actually a very nice smell, but what do we need to do?
Okay, basically you want to take a bit of the peel, get it right next to the flame of the candle and squeeze it. I don't know if you ever noticed the way sometimes when you open an orange you get that kind of spray coming out of the skin. You want to get that into the candle.
So we need to squeeze it with the outside out. We certainly don't want the pithy inner pointed towards the flame.
That's right. And shall we have a go?
Yep, let's give it a shot. Wow, you just made a fireball come out of an orange peel. That's really impressive. It really does flash and burn.
I told you it was more flammable than you were expecting.
So why is it that we're getting what look like fireworks and certainly fireballs out of an orange?
It's actually all to do with things which want to eat the orange. An orange is a fruit. The whole point of a fruit is for something big to eat it, get the seeds into its stomach, and then wander off somewhere else, get the seeds out again, out the other end, and then they've got something, some lovely, nice, nourishing stuff around the seeds for them to fertilise them and get them to a good start on life, somewhere completely different to the original tree. What it doesn't want the orange to be eaten by is either funguses or insects, because they're not going to move the seeds anywhere.
So if you have an insect boring into your fruit, for example, a fly or a wasp of sorts, then actually that's no good for seed dispersal, and ultimately your seeds just fall by your roots, and you end up competing with your children.
That's exactly right, and you don't get to send your seeds to those lovely spots where there's no orange tree already, which is, might be perfect for it.
So how does this clearly very flammable orange peel help to disperse seeds?
One of the plans oranges have to stop funguses and insects eating them is on the outside layer of the orange, actually the orange bit, there's all sorts of little capsules full of some quite nasty chemicals. One of them's limonene. They're hydrocarbons, and they're very good at killing insects and funguses.
So they come complete with their own pesticide?
That's right. They're covered in pesticides, so the pests can't get in there. The only things which can get in there are much bigger, and they're big enough to get in and eat the seeds, swallow them whole, and wander off.
Okay, so these are obviously very good insect repellents, but why on earth are they flammable? Surely being able to burn won't help them.
It just happens that these chemicals are particularly flammable. And the reason why they burn so well in this case is that when you squeeze the skin, it squirts them out into sort of an aerosol. This means you've got little blobs of these flammable chemicals surrounded by air. They've got a huge surface area. So when they do start burning, they can burn everywhere at once, because things only really burn at the surfaces. They burn everywhere at once and burn very quickly in these little fireballs.
So not only are there chemicals there that will burn, but the actual spraying mechanism from squeezing the peel will do that. But we eat peel from plants. We put zest into salads and salad dressings and all sorts of meals. Are we not poisoning ourselves?
I guess we're not insects, and we're not actually taking very much of these chemicals, so we're probably fine. Whereas if you're an insect and you ate half an orange worth, then you wouldn't be in a good state.
Do other fruits have similar mechanisms, or are oranges quite unique?
Well, things like bananas have got a waxy layer on the outside, so water can't get in to protect them against funguses. You get things like apples, which are really quite acidic, which could discourage various bugs which would want to eat them. But citrus fruits evolved in environments which are really quite harsh, whereby it's very, very hard to live. So you're going to protect anything which you have managed to build as much as possible and make sure it does what it's supposed to do.
If Fantastic. Well, this really is a simple experiment and a really nice one. But some of these balls of fire are actually bigger than a big orange in the first place. So if you are going to try it out at home, do be very careful and keep your hands below the flame just in case. That's all we have for Kitchen Science this week, and we'll be back with more very soon.
And there is a brilliant video of this in action on the website right now. Go to thenakedscientists.com/kitchenscience, click on fruit fireballs. And it's a great video that Dave's done with his favourite toy, the high-speed camera. Really impressive balls of fire coming out of something like an orange. But please give it a go at home and see if other fruit are as good. Maybe try a grapefruit, a lemon, a lime, and then get in touch and let us know.
An apple.
give it a go, yeah. But get in touch and let us know what you think.
Taking appropriate caution, of course.
Of course.
Candles and things. If you would like to tell us your results, or if you have any questions for our question and answer show here on The Naked Scientists, I'm Chris Smith, and also here is Ben Vowsler and Kat Arney. The email address for the programme, chris@thenakedscientist.com.
Reacting to the world's best science, The Naked Scientists.